Hi, this is Richard Campbell from .NET Rocks, here to talk about the Dev Intersection Countdown Show. So Dev Intersection is coming up April 18th to 21st at the Swan Hotel in Orlando. And with me today, Mr. Scott Hunter.
Welcome, sir. Thank you. I cannot wait to be at the show this year.
I'm really excited to have you back. And there's some really, I mean, obviously lots has been happening in the ASP.NET space. The announcement around the renaming, you sort of settled on names now.
Yeah, we just renamed the product a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. You know, we got it. Everything we're doing is based on feedback once again. So we just look and see what the reactions people give us, and people are saying that, hey, there's a little confusion.
Right.
And what's that confusion? It's like, well, ASP.NET 5 is greater than ASP.NET 4, but ASP.NET 4 is where Web Forms is.
So right.
Does this mean that stuff's not happening anymore?
Yeah.
And so that's a confusing message, I think.
And it also impacts the .NET framework, too.
Right? Yes. Another confusing message is that, I'll be honest, when we ship ASP.NET Core 1, mm-hmm. it will not have the same features and capabilities of MVC, SignalR, web pages, web forms that we have in .NET 4.
Years and years 4, worth 6. Of work that you've built on the original .NET stack.
Right. We won't be there. And so for those two reasons, we decided let's move it back to a 1.
Right.
Because it's a different product. This product is for people that want to target multiple platforms. They might want to have ultra performance.
Sure. The cross-platform thing to me is really stunning, especially in combination with containers. This is the idea that I really could have configurations code top to bottom with the ASP.NET core and say, let's run this on a Windows box. Now let's run this on a Linux box. Now let's run it on a Mac box, and it would just work.
Yes.
That I don't know anything like that. That's astonishing.
Well, it's more than that. We now rebased as part of the renaming as well. We're now running on it's an internal term, which will go away, I think, before we actually RTM, but we're calling it .NET CLI.
Okay.
And .NET CLI is the new command line tools that build .NET Core applications.
Wow.
And so that one of those applications can be an ASP.NET application, ASP.NET mm-hmm. Core application. Another one can be a console application. We showed this at the Connect conference in November of last year.
Right.
And so the idea here is you can build native applications with .NET that run on all the platforms.
Exciting.
So in this case, you're going to go build a native app. This is not something that's actually being interpreted as it runs. We're going to take the compilers and actually take your .NET code, compile it down. You still get your garbage collection, all your type safe stuff. Mm-hmm. And then you can say, I want to go build a command line tool that runs on Windows, Mac, and Linux. And you might ask, what's an example of that? NuGet.
Right, of course. You want it everywhere.
In the new world, the .NET Core world, we have to have a NuGet that actually runs on all those platforms.
Sure.
Because that's where .NET runs.
So this is actually a need that your team had,
yes.
too, and we all get the benefit of that.
Yes, exactly. We need to do that, and so we put that in the product.
That's great. So Build's coming out, that show is already sold out in minutes, and it comes out a few weeks before Dev Intersection happens. So I think we're in an interesting place now.
I think you're in a great place. I mean, Build, people need to realize, it's a small conference.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like this massive, big Microsoft thing, but the reality is, it's in a pretty small venue in California,
yeah.
And you can only put 3,000 people there, so
right.
It's not a huge show, and that's why it sells out so fast.
And why everything is streamed.
Exactly. We stream a lot of the content. That's one of the nice things about Build. If you don't show up, you can watch the streaming content.
Sure.
But the cool thing is you guys are right after Build.
Yep, just a few weeks later.
And you don't have the size constraint that Build has where
No.
you can actually take more people. And so I would recommend to anybody, if you wanted to go to Build to hear about .NET Core, ASP.NET Core, Visual Studio, .NET in general, the full framework, and you can't get into Build, come find us at Dev Intersections. We're going to be there. I'm bringing my team, and we're going to do a workshop. We're not just going to do sessions. Typically, we've just done a session.
Yep.
But we think that the .NET Core work is so big that a one-hour session is not enough. And so we're going to have the ASP.NET team and the .NET team together at the conference, and we're going to do a whole day on building applications on .NET Core.
So learn how to build apps with those tools by the guys who helped build the tools.
Exactly.
I think that's really, really neat.
And we're going to have sessions as well. So we'll have a couple of one-hour sessions as well. But the main thing that we're going to do as a team is be there and have an all-day training session. So I really recommend, if you want to learn .NET Core, come to Dev Intersections, hang out with us for an entire day, and you can learn it.
Awesome. Scott, thank you so much for coming out and talking to me.
You're welcome.
And if you'd like to come and see us, we're going to be at the Swan in Orlando, April 18th to 21st. That's Dev Intersection. Register today.